Blog Talk Radio.
I hate my life and I wanna die. I ain't got no iPhone. My heart is breaking, thinking suicide. I ain't got no iPhone.
Capsizing, no hope on the horizon. Got a 2-year contract and I'm stuck on Verizon.
I got no iPhone. I got no iPhone. I got no iPhone.
Happy Friday, we made it.
It is Friday, finally.
We made it. I love how the show started. I was in the middle of editing a story. I love that that happens. I love it. It's news I don't particularly like, which just makes it all the more wonderful. See how happy I sound when I say that?
Yes, you sound so happy when you say that.
Ooh, but there is good news.
There's good news?
Yes, you listen to what?
Yay! I'm so happy to hear that. Again, and it's on a Friday. The weekend is here. A couple more hours. Well, I was going to say we could start drinking, but no, I think I'm going out of town with some friends, so yeah.
That means you can drink as long as you're not driving.
This is true. This is true. But no, there's going to be children there. It's probably not the best idea.
That's where you really need a drink.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm just saying, that's when you really need a drink. They need drinks. Here, baby, drink some of this juice. It's nasty. No. Make you Superman juice. Just take one sip.
Well, you know, when I was teething, that's exactly what my grandparents used for me.
It's like, you're going to go to sleep, but when you wake up, you're going to feel excellent.
Yes.
Well, you know, my grandmother's from the South, so they gave you alcohol for everything.
Yes, sore throat. Here, gargle this alcohol. You happen to drink some of it, that's fine, too.
Oh, she's got chicken pox. Here, give me some of that Jack Daniels, and let me boil this corn husk.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Daniels corn husk and lemon juice. Drink that down. Drink it down, quick.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible. I remember the concoctions my grandmother would come up with.
I kind of strained this through a sock, and I'm going to hang it over the door.
No, I would sooner be sick. Thanks.
Be right up chest.
No.
And my least favorite was the Vicks vapor rub. Now, you all are like, ew, but my grandmother used to make me eat it.
You know, and I've heard about that, but oh, gross.
Yes, it worked, but it was disgusting.
Yeah.
She'd heat it up, and she'd put a little dab of Vaseline in it.
Ew.
Yes, and then give it to me in a spoon and say, swallow that.
So you'd eat it, and then, you know, it would open you up on both ends.
Yes, but you'd have the world's mother of all coughing fits for about 3 minutes.
I bet you would, too. You're putting petroleum in your system. That's not good.
Yes, and then you were all clear, and it was literally an overnight thing. That she gave me that and NyQuil. This was, and you all are like, NyQuil's not bad. No, NyQuil, when we were kids, was like 40 proof. It was like alcohol. So you take it to that with the Vicks vapor rub, and I was all ready to go the next day, really, but, you know, probably caused some long-term damage. Anyway.
Yeah, petroleum to the lungs, not a good thing.
Love the good old days. If I just had gaming, it would have been perfect. I had to wait for gaming. What is this with Twitter now? Well, I guess it's helpful. Nice job, Twitter. You guys notice a new Twitter?
I've got it open, but I didn't really notice anything different.
Oh, my God, I have to answer this because it's Snow White.
It's Snow!
Snow White.
All right, and I'm going to mute myself.
No. Let's put her on speaker. Snow White, hello.
Who is on speaker?
You are, because we're doing the news live. You're on live. Good morning.
Good morning, Snow.
I'm not even called on the show. I'm out walking.
She said she wanted to call. She's out walking. And Ginger says, hello, Snow.
Ginger.
We missed you last night.
Well, I just wanted to... Dang, now I'm all nervous. You call me back after the show.
Okay.
Ah, she has...
We love our Snow.
She's made it to lovely Atlanta. And
so glad you got there safe.
And she called me because y'all know how paranoid I am. These girls know if I tell you to call me when you get somewhere, you best to call me. Did you?
Yeah, I think I've gotten in trouble a couple of times for that. Go out of town. Call me when you get there. Call me when you get back.
You're good about texting, so usually I'm relatively calm, but I do start looking at the watch like a ginger touch. I'm supposed to be at so-and-so at 5, and I'm like, looking at my she should be. I'm fixing to call her man because I don't know. Somebody has kidnapped. Yeah, where is my phone? I'm going to call. I need to make sure she's alive. Yeah, I'm paranoid, y'all. I'm very paranoid. But it has served me well. But
yes, it's very sweet.
Oh, just not sweet.
I mean, as I'm going to lose my voice. You're our mama hen. We love you.
Didn't you just call me a hen?
It's a good thing.
I'm gender after the show.
All right, fine. Would you rather be the mama bear?
No, I would like to be the madam.
Madam? All right. Woohoo, she's the madam.
The madam has on the lingerie. Okay, but now speaking of people getting cut, may I, Ginger?
Oh yes.
We can get into the news because you know people don't cut us.
Yeah, I know.
GamesIndustry.biz is reporting this morning that Nintendo president Satoru Iwata has announced that he's going to make the ultimate sacrifice, and I must admire him for this. He's going to take a 50% pay cut in order to help ameliorate, I hope I said that right, the financial problems currently affecting Nintendo.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. All right.
He does need applause for that. And this announcement this morning, not on TV, by the way, but this morning still, this is a press conference in Tokyo. And he made the comments public almost immediately and has promised a full transcript. Hopefully we'll get a full transcript. I don't know if we'll be able to get one, but I'll try to get one, put it up for you. Announcing the cut, Iwata said that he took responsibility for the 3DS and its poor sales and was willing to make a fiscal sacrifice. For cuts in fixed salaries, I'm taking a 50% cut. Other representative directors are taking a 30% cut, and other execs are taking a 20% cut. This is effing awesome.
This is amazing.
They would never do that here.
See, auto companies and everybody else, they're all looking for handouts. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Gaming companies, oh, we know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving down to D.C. in your cars and airplanes and girls.
Private planes.
Because we can't ride on a public airplane. It can't be done.
That's right. Well, I'm floored. I'm completely floored. I'm so proud. also attending this lovely press conference was Tokyo-based Macquarie Securities analyst Dave Gibson. He reported back to the press afterwards. Gibson claimed that Nintendo had acknowledged a missed opportunity in its refusal to make an early price cut for the GameCube and wanted to avoid the same mistake, but admitted that the reduced price would mean that Nintendo no longer made money on 3DS sales. That will undoubtedly change as the economies of scale makes the 3DS easier and cheaper, but the decision to sell hardware at a loss is a significant move for Nintendo, which ordinarily ensures that profit is made on each individual unit sales. I think they're going to be fine.
I would hope so.
Well, here's the some of the stock has gone down. So you people that don't understand the stock market, now's the time to buy it.
I may have to look into that.
I'm going over to buy some as soon as the show's over.
I got to figure out my password again.
Are you a shareholder too?
Yes. I put in money to it every month. I just don't. Yeah, I'm one of those lazy people.
Yeah, I'm going over. I think I have some Nintendo, but definitely today I'm going to pick up as much as I can because, dude, if you guys don't know out there, by Christmas time, everybody's like, oh, poor Nintendo. Haha, we told you. Yeah, Christmas time.
Yeah. Now I got to check it out. I know the iRobot stock's like tripled since I bought it.
Ooh.
Yeah. I love me some iRobot.
I didn't think about that. I have mine. I have some EA. I got Starbucks because since I'm there all the time, I've got Microsoft. I got Sony.
I think I've got Sony. I don't know if I have Microsoft.
And I might have some Nintendo, but I'm going to have much more Nintendo today.
Yes.
Buying it up. If you're out there listening, you should always buy stock in your game companies.
Yeah.
Move it right along. Ginger's got good news.
Oh, yeah, it's my turn. I'm sorry. I'm still sitting here copying news. All right, so Rusty Hearts becomes Perfect World's... It's going to be one of those days. Rusty Hearts becomes Perfect World Entertainment's most popular closed beta launch. Servers are scaled up to accommodate largest day one closed beta turnout to date. All right, so Perfect World Entertainment today announced that it has successfully launched closed beta testing for Rusty Hearts, its highly anticipated hack and slash MMORPG.
Rusty?
Yeah. Based on cel-shaded graphics, fast-paced combo attacks, and dungeon exploration. With thousands of new registrations on launch day itself, Rusty Hearts gives Perfect World Entertainment its largest one-day closed beta turnout to date. All right, so Mark Hill, game producer for Rusty Hearts, says, within a few hours after launch, our servers reached max capacity and we had to scale up the servers in order to accommodate the flood of players. It was an exciting day to see the overwhelming response of players dedicated to Rusty Hearts. Now we will strongly take into consideration player feedback to ensure that the game is fully ready for its wide release. During the closed beta period, players will be immediately ushered into an epic battle against an army of vampires and monsters. Players, all right, so players will also get to explore content up to level 20, immerse themselves in two of the game world hubs, raid dungeons and party for up to four players, and collect over 3,500 rare items and unique loot from hundreds of quests. Once players progress their favorite character to level 10, they are free to engage in five epic PvP modes. To celebrate the launch of closed beta, all players that log in Rusty Hearts anytime before August 3rd will automatically be entered into a giveaway to win one of two Astro A40 headsets and backpacks customized exclusively for Rusty Hearts. All right, so if you want more information on the giveaway, you can head over to rh.perfectworld.com. If you don't have a closed beta key, you can still sign up for them. You can head over there and do that at rh.perfectworld.com/closed beta.
I'm still trying not to listen to this storm thing.
I'm so jealous. Send it to me.
Well, we don't have the game. It's just a trailer. I'm sharing it with you guys up on Facebook if you're wondering what I'm talking about. There's a new game.
You were saying storm. I was thinking storm.
Oh, well, no, I think that one has passed us by. The sun looks like it's coming out, so I'm not happy about that, but oh, well. Whatever. Looks like...
storm.
That's right. but if you don't have a storm in your area and you want to pick up something, this game, I'm not sure what it's for, what system it's for. And I have lost the page. Oh, I'm sorry. PC, PS3, and Xbox 360. It is a physics puzzler is what they're calling it. So it is supposed to be out by now. But I'm not sure if it is. Looks like they're still holding it back for whatever reason. I don't have a release date. But you can go check out the trailer on GameAndMatrix.com. I believe it's the last trailer in the bunch at present. I'm trying to move it frontward. Or you can go check out our Facebook page. I just shared it with you. But don't play that while you're driving if you have one of those phones that can play PC games. Don't do that, because you will fall asleep. This is so sleepy time. See how relaxed I sound? It's all the thunder and lightning in it. I think it looks like it's got tornadoes, too. I think I want to play this. It looks interesting. What do you think, Ginger? Should we play it? Should we do it?
Oh, my God. I'm muted myself. I'm sitting here commenting the entire time, and I'm like, you know, tornadoes don't sound very relaxing. And you're like, should we do it? I'm like, why is she not answering? Oh, because I muted myself.
That would be why. Now, full story, Mad Catz. You know Mad Catz. They make
Mad
all that
Cats?
Cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've announced, they were announced as an official fight stick of Evolution Championship Series. Nine members of the team Mad Catz are going to compete in the world's largest fighting game tournament. They announced today, of course, there's... what they're saying is if you come by the booth, they'll have a booth where you can meet the Team Mad Catz or Team Mad Catz. You can also get hands-on with the new Mad Catz accessories, including the fight stick carry case and win Team Mad Catz gear. And, of course, they're excited because, you know, we're back to that again. about having all of Team Mad Cats fighting game players competing in one tournament. This is from Darren Richardson, the president and chief executive officer of Mad Cats Interactive. He says, our tournament fight stick is just one example of our commitment to continually develop new and innovative products for passionate customers. Team Mad Cats includes legendary gamer Daigo the Beast Umera, teammates Mago the 2D God Jaime.
I'm so kidding. What?
The 2D God, you heard me.
Oh, my God.
Tokido Tenuchi, Ryan Prodigal Son Hart, Marie Laurie, Kane Norrand, oh, God, and Team Dominion Method Gaming losing their weapons of choice, the Madcast Tournament Edition Fight Stick. You can, of course, find a full range of Fight Stick accessories at the link I'm about to post for you up on our site. We also have a picture of the lovely Fight Stick. Yeah, I'm not all that impressed. This looks like a glob of... I don't know. I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
It's not... Yeah, I'm not excited about the way it looks. They usually make such nice-looking stuff. Remember, women are... You know, that's the one time we are visual. It's got to at least be pretty when I'm... I'll tell you what's funny, though. In the picture, you can see the person that took the picture with their cell phone. You can see their image. You see the reflection on the controller. So that's interesting.
As long as they have clothes on. It's not that whole eBay thing where the guy was trying to sell the shiny metal teapot, right?
Oh, God. No. Why'd you do that? It's early.
You know you wanted that mental image.
It's gamer early. Don't do that.
Oh, now come on, Corey.
It's just evil. No.
You know, if I'm evil, you know who I learned it from, right?
Snow White?
No, not so much.
It wasn't me. It's not evil. I'm devious. That's different. That's completely different. Mm-hmm.
All right. I have to do this one just because it's goofy.
Uh-oh.
Uncover secrets of Pick a Piggy and win plush.
You know
toys.
What? You just wanted to say Pick a Piggy.
Yes, I did. All right, so Dynamic Pixels team of developers is celebrating the release of its new game, Pick a Piggy, and giving away a bunch of presents, 5 handmade plush toys. And there's a picture that follows. If you'll go over to GameAndAstrix.com in a second, you'll be able to see it. That looks just like a main character of the game, Pong. Mm-hmm. All you need to win our new contest is to uncover hidden secrets laced throughout Pick a Piggy.
I don't know what's worse, the name or the fact that you're saying it all serious.
I know, right? So Pong, a funny pig, and our exciting physics-based puzzler, Pick a Piggy, is just like a rubber ball. She's been very busy bouncing around the platforms, over obstacles, away from traps, and through the holes at the top of the maze like House on iPhone all around the world. Playing with her, you should notice encrypted signs in and among all obstacles. There are some levels that look like subjects, words, body parts, and so on. All right, so you need to find a sign and Pick a Piggy. A 1, 2, 3, or maybe all of them.
Stop it!
Take a screenshot of it. And then you need to follow them on Twitter, which is Pick a Piggy. Post your screenshot along with the hashtag @PickAPiggy so we know the picture has been posted. So the more screenshots you post, the more chances you have to win a Pong ball. Oh, my God. The contest will run from the 29th of July, which is today, until the 29th of August. This giveaway is for U.S. and Europe residents only, so everybody else, well, you're just going to have to go piggy-less.
Why?
I love you, Corey.
Why?
Because that was hilarious. You know it was. Pick a piggy.
I'm done with Ginger for the day.
No, you're not. You love me.
I am done with Ginger for the day. All right. Well, Ubisoft today is bragging because they have committed up to 6 titles to the Eurogamer Expo. French publisher Ubisoft is saying they're going to take 6 titles to Eurogamer Expo this year. It's going to take place, again, 22nd to the 25th at Earl's Court in London. Assassin's Creed Revelations, Ghost Recon, Future Soldier, Driver San Francisco, Rayman Origins, Just Dance Connect, and World Rally will all be playable. The games are... Hey. Sorry, I saw something else they were doing. I'll talk to you about that later. The games join a growing lineup of highly anticipated titles from publishers such as EA, Namco, Square Enix, Konami, and Sony, which you heard yesterday. We ran down most of the list. The event will also feature public developer sessions, the Indie Arcade, a Retro Zone, competitions, and the GamesIndustry.biz Career Fair. We would hold the career fair, but we're not going to London. More tickets.
She may not.
I'm not allowed in London.
I am.
If you would like to get tickets, you can pop.
On the no-fly list?
I'm on the no-fly list for London. I can go to Paris, but that's even risky. You can go over and check out, get tickets to the Eurogamer Expo at their website, eurogamer.net/expo/ our friends at Eurogamer. We'll go over if you'd like. You can have us crazy Americans over, or Ginger, because, you know, I'm not allowed. I'm really not.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to start thinking I did something. I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was not me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You got to collect them all.
Hey!
What?
You know what? I think Ginger needs cutting.
One, two, three, da-da-da-da. What? Nah. Okay, so I guess
Ginger.
I'm going to read the story before she cuts me.
Bad Ginger.
Yes, yes, I am. All right, so I guess I'll go with this one. GamePolitics.com, actually this was yesterday afternoon, but it was after we left, so half of Netflix users view from a console. A new report from Nielsen reveals that major numbers of Netflix users, about half of them, use the streaming entertainment service on a console.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, I do on my Wii. Respondents to the survey said that they like to use Xbox 360, the Wii, or PlayStation 3. The study also found that 89% of Hulu users watch directly from their computers, compared to 42% of Netflix customers. Some of the Hulu number can be attributed to the service's restrictions on a lot of content, designating many shows as internet only.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Around 20% of Netflix users stream video via an internet-ready TV, while about 14% of Hulu viewers do the same. When breaking down content, Hulu users favor TV shows. About 73% of respondents to Nielsen survey reporting that preference. Of course, the bulk of that service content is television-related. Only 9% of Hulu users say they primarily watch movies on that service, while 53% of Netflix viewers watch movies. All right. So, kind of, well, I guess sort of interesting.
Well, Netflix.
Yeah, I know. They up their prices, and a lot of people are upset about it. But
well, I don't have Netflix, but I'm angry for you. I'm angry for you. I understand your pain.
All right, well, since that one was short, I've got a second one.
Go for it.
All right, so new game rental service launches in Europe.
Whoop, whoop.
Yay! A new game rental service called OnePlayF has launched in Europe following a successful beta test in Denmark. The service offers subscriptions starting at $4.99, I think that's pounds, per month, with an unlimited plan available for mere $10, pounds maybe. Lars Jensen, one of the original founders of the streaming entertainment service Love Films, serves as the company's CEO. He says, "We are extremely happy that our beta testing has been a success, and therefore it is a real pleasure to offer our services to all European gamers. OnePlayS has over 1,500 titles right now, and the library is expected to grow as the company gains visibility and an inevitable upswing in the number of subscribers. If you reside somewhere in Europe, you can visit OnePlays.com." to learn more and sign up for the service. You can visit if you're somewhere else, but the only thing the website will satisfy is your curiosity. Awesome. So I guess this is their own version of Netflix now, right?
I guess.
Well, not really Netflix. Gamefly, I think, is more is what I'm thinking of, or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
Steam, but this is for consoles.
Mm-hmm. So, Steam may come to a few consoles eventually. That's going to be scary. Well, you thought you escaped the Angry Birds when you went to China. Nope.
No.
Now, we've been telling you that we've been noticing that Angry Birds is on Facebook, and did you notice that it was in Chinese? Did you wonder Did you wonder why it was in Chinese?
No.
Well, we'll tell you why. Because Rovio has found a partner to get Angry Birds to fly in China. Rovio, the maker of Angry Birds, has been puffing its feathery chest lately about moving into China as part of its quest to get a billion fans for the phenomenally popular mobile game. And, of course, they managed to do so by announcing a partnership with Madhouse, who's a major ad network in China, to drive the mobile marketing campaign in the world's most populous country. If Helsinki-based Rovio can move fast into China, it can stop worrying so much about how much the Angry Birds game is being pirated there. Yes, you're saying pirated? Yes. Rovio is
in China? No.
Yes, Rovio's
gold sellers or anything. Knock off boots and purses and movies and
yeah. Well, they made the announcement at the China Joy 2011 conference in Shanghai, and Angry Birds, just so you know, at the time of VentureBeat, because we're pulling this from VentureBeat, wrote this article, has been downloaded more than 300 million times, at least 5 times in this house, because somebody keeps deleting it off the iPad. But anyway, it's an accident, you know, so not everybody in my house is technologically inclined, just me. Shanghai-based Madhouse will put ads into Rovio's games across China as a way to popularize and monetize the game across the country. Madhouse will place in-app banners and rich media ads into the game and come up with fully customized marketing solutions that make sense in China, because, you know, they're a little different than we are. Advertisers on the Madhouse SmartMad ad network can now reach Angry Bird users as they play the game. Madhouse, of course, was founded in 2006 and is an established mobile and ad company with technology for intelligent networking. The company says it can reach 75% of all China's mobile internet users, which number around 900 million. Joshua Ma, chief executive of Madhouse, said that the partnership will likely attract the attention of brands that want to reach Angry Bird players. Rovio figures that it can hit about 100 million downloads in China by the end of the year. Peter Vesterbacher said last week that Rovio's game is the third most pirated brand in China, behind Disney and Hello Kitty. That's serious business when you're behind Hello Kitty, just so you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so Vil Hejari, vice president of the franchise development at Rovio, said that the company will release an update for its Angry Birds Seasons game for the Mid-Autumn Moon Festival in September. I love the Seasons one. The Irish one is hilarious. Okay, so the game will be marketed with special Angry Birds moon cake pastries. He also said the company is selling other Angry Bird goods for the Chinese market, including a line of Angry Birds sneakers, which sold out the first run in less than a week. Wow. Rovio hopes to sell millions of shoes in China alone. Rovio is also setting up an office in Shanghai to hire a team there. You know what? I would buy stuff like sneakers, maybe a T-shirt. What I don't want is dolls.
Yeah.
I'd buy a T-shirt, some sneakers with Angry Bird on it, on the side. I would. I won't lie. And I'm looking at pictures of them holding. If you want to check out the pictures of the shirts that they're selling in China, there's a hoodie with an Angry Bird on it I love. And it's got the little plumage on the top, then you can go over to VentureBeat.com and check that out. I love the hoodie he has on. I want it. Anybody out there in China that can get us one, or have we lost all our servers in China after last night?
I don't know. And my bad.
But just you, all out of order. All of us were out of order last night.
Yeah, that last song was kind of...
Yes. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That was your fault.
It's a little bit my fault.
Ginger got a little loose. That's the song selection.
I forgot about that part. No, it's right at the end.
Yeah, so those of you who are probably going to go back and grab the show from last night, just know it is not safe for work. It's really not safe for work.
No.
My show is normally not safe for work, but this one is extremely not safe.
I forgot about that one little part.
You're like, whoa, hey. I didn't know whether to cut the button or just, I didn't know what to do. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and listen to that song again today. It was good, though. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was so good. Mm-hmm. See how she is?
All right, if I can get over the giggles, I can actually read the next one. Oh, that was embarrassing. I was like, whoa.
I Well, I don't get embarrassed that easy, not over something like that, but I was kind of, I do believe, I was doing a little blushing, I do believe. It was so unexpected.
Trust me, I wouldn't have requested it if I didn't remember that.
And to hear that coming from Cookie Monster was just too much.
Oh, my God. Actually, the video, it's all done in Wow Tunes, but yeah.
A video? Oh, see. Yeah.
yes. Okay, I think I'm done.
Breathe.
Breathe. All right, so GamePolitics.com this morning. Looks like they pulled this from Empower Her. okay. Mm. Researchers use games to help children with cystic fibrosis. This is kind of awesome. A video game-focused research being conducted by students and researchers at Chaplin College in Vermont may prove to be an effective way of helping children with cystic fibrosis better deal with sticky mucus that can clog their lungs and make breathing difficult. Children with cystic fibrosis often need to cough up the thick mucus to keep from blocking their airways. One common treatment for this is chest physical therapy, also called clapping or percussion. Pounding on the chest and back using a cupped hand, a mechanical aid, or a special vest can help loosen mucus and break up clumps so they can be coughed up. All right, that's kind of gross. Anyways, another method is a special breathing exercise called huffing. Researchers in Vermont found that children often refuse to do huffing exercises, claiming they'd rather play video games. It doesn't take a member of Mensa to figure out that children could be enticed to do these exercises with the help of some entertaining technology of some sort. The research team turned the breathing exercises into a video game by designing software that forces players to breathe in certain ways to play the game. The controller for the game is the digital spirometer, a tool used to measure how much and how fast air is moved out of the lungs on each breath. Students at Chaplin College in Vermont helped create one of the games. Players can drive a race car, fill it up with gas, and wash it by performing special breathing techniques. Another game allows children to blow some slime off of animals they discover in the game in order to earn treasures. Peter M. Bingham, lead author of the study and associate professor of neurology and pediatrics at the University of Vermont and pediatric neurologist at Fletcher Allen Healthcare Center, thinks these new ways of getting kids to do huffing exercises are incredibly helpful and useful to patients. The medical goal of the game was to increase breathing maneuvers that respiratory therapists believe can help keep airways of cystic fibrosis patients clearer. Researchers tested their games on 13 children, ages 8 through 18. The participants had their lung functions tested and then spent 2 weeks playing the games and another 2 weeks using the spirometer without gameplay. The research team concluded that participants' ability to take a deep breath improved more significantly after playing the games. They posit that this happened because participants practiced the breathing technique more while playing than they did simply using the spirometer. Bingham's conclusion? He says, we think these results show that using spirometer games can be a good way to involve children in a respiratory therapy. I think it's ethical and appropriate to meet kids where they are with some engaging digital games that can help them take charge of their own health. The results of the study will be presented at the 2011 Pediatric Academic Society meeting in Denver, Colorado. This is awesome. See, people, all of you who are all, oh, gamers are bad, games are bad. No, not all games are bad.
They are bad and we're all evil.
Yes, because, you know, we're all Satan worshippers and we all play with guns and fire and, yeah.
I do.
Live in mama's basement and 40-year-old virgins and...
Oh, my God, Ginger.
Yeah. Sorry.
What happens when the 40-year-old virgins are listening to the show? They're not going to feel very happy, Ginger.
This is true. Well, they probably will, because, you know, we're girls.
Y'all, just so y'all know, that's not me, that's Ginger.
And for those of you out there who I know that are, I love you.
No, she don't.
I love you. Okay, maybe not really, but...
See, I told you. I told you. Well, I have got... an interesting story. I have to read it because it came in the box, you know? That's what happens when you create rules and people start to play by them. Follow your own rules. I could amend it, but oh well. Maybe tomorrow. Hunger Bowls. Hunger Bowls, that game. You know that game. You know the game, don't you, Ginger?
Hunger Bowls? No, I don't have that one.
Hunger Bowls from Future Mark Studios. They're wondering, could it be the next Finnish game sensation, like Angry Birds? I think not, but who knows? Maybe it can be. Hunger Bowls, of course, right now is the game of the week in 111 countries. Mm-hmm. It's a new Skillshot puzzle game, now available for iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. The debut iOS title from Finnish developer FutureMark Game Studios is currently featured in the App Store as the iPhone Game of the Week in 111 countries, including the UK, France, Germany, Spain, and Italy. Yes. Jaco. Yes. Italy. Jaco Hapsalo, director of FutureMark Studios, says, "We're ecstatic." See? You can use different words. Ecstatic to see Hunger Bowls, our first game for iPhone, featured as Game of the Week. We will of our new players and invite them to share their ideas for enhancing the game further on the Hunger Bowls website. Hunger Bowls is a Skillshot puzzle game for iPhone and iPad, and Hunger Bowls are tiny creatures with massive appetites. Their hunger cravings are so powerful they can pull food through the air and into their waiting mouths, like a lot of you are able to do, but you throw it up in the air first and then it comes back. Okay, anyway, so the aim of the game is to feed the Hunger Bowls and make them happy. You do this by launching tasty orbs from a strange glowing mushroom slingshot thingy. Of course. Each Hunger Bowl's appetite affects the path of the tasty orb as it flies across the screen, earns score bonuses by bouncing orbs off the walls, curving them down Hunger Bowls, or hitting the pot of gold, because you got to have a pot of gold. So they're saying, can you get a 3-star rating on every level? We, of course, have a lovely launch trailer that's going to go up here in a few seconds. And if you really, really want to play it, you can click the link also in that PR that's going to take you straight over to FutureMark's Facebook page, where they are giving away free promo codes every day this week. Yay! Again, they want you to know this very specifically. Hunger Bowls is a universal app. It's compatible with the iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4, iPod Touch 3rd Gen, iPod Touch 4th Gen, iPad 2, and the iPad. It is not available on Android, so it's not all that universal. It was released actually yesterday. It's only $1.99. Give that to the kids. Stick them in the backseat. Shut up and play. It is rated E for everyone, it looks like. Well, they don't have an E. It just says... So you might want to play through it first. And it's got a pretty good rating. 4 players. People like it. Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Oh, no. All right. I've been avoiding this story.
She says I don't want to do it before we go off air. She says, I've been avoiding this story.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as she goes to it disappeared for a second.
GLaDOS. GLaDOS, leave me alone, GLaDOS. GLaDOS off of me?
GLaDOS, no. She's off of you.
Okay, good. All right, so GamePolitics.com. This actually came out yesterday, and we talked about it very shortly on air last night. I don't think we actually mentioned it on air yesterday, did we? The racism one? I don't think we did.
Yeah, we did a little bit. Well, not yesterday because it wasn't out, but last night we did mention it.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to mention it this morning as well for the people who don't watch, who don't listen to the evening show. GamePolitics.com, Ferguson blaming video games for Oslo massacre is racist. All right, while supposed experts are quick to blame video games for recent massacre in Oslo, Norway, that left 76 dead, clinical psychologist Christopher Ferguson flatly rejects these conclusions. Ferguson, a leading expert and a fastidious researcher of video game violence at Texas A&M International University, said video games aren't to blame for this tragedy caused by Anders Behring Breivik. Instead, he blames the man responsible for this recent crime, but he also cautions that blaming video games every time a white male kills people is inherently racist.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I know it's a little controversial to say, but there's a certain type of racism in place with these killings. This was Ferguson telling Forbes' John Gaudiosi. When shootings happen in an inner city in minority populated schools, video games are never brought up. But when these things happen in white-majority schools and in the suburbs, people start to freak out, and video games are inevitably blamed. I think that there's a certain element of racism and ignorance here. Ferguson goes on to say that these types of crimes are going to continue to happen, and that thankfully they are the exception rather than the rule. He goes on to say, people really want to know what kind of boogeyman can we hang this on, and video games are still the top choice when it comes to any type of tragedy. Ferguson also notes that the fervor usually associated with violent crimes in video games isn't quite as strong with this particular case. This could be because it happened in Europe and no Americans were involved, or that video games are slowly becoming ingrained in American culture. He says there are groups out there who are going to blame video games on everything. They're like ambulance chasers, really. I think it's irresponsible and thoughtless to try to make political gain off of someone else's tragedy. But they're going to do it. That's what they do. But even those groups have been much quieter with the Oslo tragedy. The Forbes article closes with some common sense from Ferguson about blaming video games for violence. He says, linking the playing of violent video games to a mass homicide when the perpetrator is a young male is like blaming the killing on the fact that he was wearing sneakers. The base rate of,
very true.
Yes. The base rate of that behavior is so common that it is no predictive value, that it has no predictive value whatsoever. You can read the full article over at blogs.forbes.com.
Wow. I like the way that they put that.
Yes.
Crazy people.
And I hadn't actually thought about it that way, but now that it's been pointed out, he has an excellent point.
I said so last night. Nobody believed me.
You see how they treat
you? You see how they treat me?
I love you, Corey.
She says it on air, but after, she's going to hurt me. Help me.
I would never hurt you, Corey.
While anybody's looking.
Maybe you can ask. What?
I don't know what you're talking about. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. You guys see what I mean out there? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I am busy uploading trailers for the lovely people because they ask for it. They want it. They crave it. But in the meantime.
What are they?
No.
Daytime, Ginger. Daytime.
Daytime. But in the meantime, I do want to tell you the fight is about to be on in the UK. UK kitties, are you listening? Ooh, it's going to be good. Okay, so GameStop has opened a dedicated UK retail site.
I'm munching on an apple.
Kicking off with a promotion, including a 3-for-2 sales on pre-owned titles and reduced hardware and new release prices, the site will also offer a full range of digital sales, competitions, and customer services. GameStop's entry into the UK online market will provide consumers with more choices and exclusive content that they can't find anywhere else, said Mike Muller, Executive Vice President of GameStop International. He says one of our European exclusives is the anticipated release of Assassin's Creed Revelations Animus Edition, which will be available to UK gamers only through the GameStop.co.uk. And I'm telling you, because the UK has their own version of GameStop anyway, I can't remember the name of it right now, it's about to be a fight. And even one of the students here on, if you pop over to GamesIndustry.biz, is saying he's heard nothing but bad things about GameStop. I got to tell you, people who work there, nice. But, yeah, the store has a lot left to be desired. Ginger, are you still there? Did we lose you? I think we lost our Ginger.
I'm here. I'm muted, and I'm all throwing a fit about GameStop. And y'all, it's not so bad. And I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, I walk in there, they ignore me. They talk to the guys that's with me.
Oh,
sir, you need any help? Can we, talk to you about any games? Answer any questions? I'm like, hello. I'm the one dressed up in the geek clothes, and obviously I'm the one looking at the games. He's just kind of following me around.
Well, they think that he dressed you, so you know how that
is. Yes, because that's the way that usually works. The guy dresses the girl, not the girl.
Oh, it's time for a break. We have pissed Ginger off. And we only got a few minutes, so... Yeah, let me go ahead and really get her all amped up. Before I do, you guys know where you can find us, GamerNatrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com. You can find us here on Blog Talk. You can find us everywhere. We're everywhere.
Facebook.
Yes.
That's where you'll find me mostly.
I haven't been back into APB, but go ahead and get in there. I'm coming back. Make sure you get me some guns ready. Steal a car. Honk the horn. Roll up. So get in.
Where is my Steam? You get that off Steam, right?
No, I got that from Gamers. That's a new service, actually. They're kind of unknown right now. Gamers First is who they are. Yeah. So they have APB, and they're also the ones getting our Fallen Earth. So we want to become very well acquainted with him. Yes. But, Ginger, I want to ask you a question before we go to break.
Uh-huh.
Who runs this mother?
Oh, we do.
We'll see you guys bright and early Monday. There is no show on the weekend, people. I know you're upset about that for some reason because you wake me up every Saturday morning to tell me you're waiting. But there is no show tomorrow or maybe in the future. Maybe in the future, but right now, no. I kid you not. The past two weekends I've been woken up this morning, Saturday morning. This show. Wait.
Gamers First is being downloaded, and then I'm grabbing AKB. have like 2 weeks of nothing but 100 plus weather. Not a cloud in sight, not a storm, nothing in the next 2 weeks is what they're saying.
Wow. I'm saying wow, but I'm right there with you, you know.
Yeah.
I do love that song. I'm going to have to put that on my Zoom so I can walk to. I need to create a new list. I think I'm getting used to my music. I'm not motivated when I go to walk anymore. This will do it. Of course, I may hurt some people in my neighborhood. Cut them. I'm serious. When I'm out walking, the neighbors are all like, hi, and they want to stop and talk. And I'm like, no, I got to, this is, you see me walking, I got my workout clothes.
Yeah, I got to do that in a little bit.
I don't want to talk to you. More news. We sound so excited. So,
yeah.
It's the weather, man. I'm just telling you, I'm going to curl up in the corner.
The heat just sucks the energy out of you. Just see? Right totally out of you.
You just want to sit in one spot or a vat of ice and just...
Oh, a vat of ice.
See, doesn't that sound nice when I say it? Chief, oh,
that
I think I'm crazy.
Does sound nice.
Mm-hmm. I told you guys, people who live in Texas understand when I say I'm going to sit in a vat of ice. They're like, oh, yeah, that sounds so good. Oh, the thunder. Okay. All right. So I do want to let you know this. Speaking of APB, and since it's my turn to talk, APB did send me out a lovely promo PR yesterday to let you APB people know they're introducing the Permanent Act 44 Gold Marksman PR1. And the compact kit too, and then a couple of vanity items. Hang on. Wait a minute, I gotta scroll down. Okay, so I do want to tell you, I'm gonna try to put up a screenshot of this, and we didn't get to do it yesterday. I think it came a little late. I don't know, it says it was here on time. I don't know why I didn't see it. In any case, okay, so you've got this lovely gold pistol with a scope. Yes, I said a scope. Mm-hmm. Inbuilt scope, high damage output. Yes, you can equip yourself with this exceptional weapon. They said for only 1,599 G1 credits, and if you're a premium member, and if you're not a premium member, it's 1,999 G1 credits. See, I like that. That's what I was talking about. That right there will promote microtransactions. If it's because you know sometimes they'll make it available to you only if you're a premium member and you can't get it. Period. Otherwise. I like that. And if I want to get it, then I have the option. And, you know, it's not available just to one side. We both have to pay for it, which I like. They also released the compact kit, too, which is you can unlock the look of your micro or Vaquero cars and own the streets with style. It looks nice, too. Compact car kit is only 1,199 G1 credits for premium members, 1,400 for us non-premium members, which ain't bad. You also can get headphones. Yes, to show off your love for the music. That's pretty cheap, $299. Credits. You also have a cannibal mask, which I definitely got to get a screenshot of. You can scare off your enemies while you're wearing this. It's available in the Aramis Marketplace as well. So if you're not playing APB, go over and check them out. They're quickly starting to make me fall all kinds of in love with them. And I'll put up screenshots of this stuff because I've been looking for something to play more that's in this time period or futuristic. I'm kind of getting tired of, you know, the sword and shield stuff.
Yes, because every game just about has those recently.
Yes, I'm getting bored of the whole, we're on a quest to find the, no, I think I want to mow some people down in the street, so. I love to just roll over some people like a redneck trucker on a rampage on some days. Today would be a good day to do that. I may have to play some APB.
Mm-hmm.
I may have to. I think I got a few free moments later in the day, like a few. I may pop in and do that.
Yes. I do think I like the idea of running some people over.
See, I'm starting to pull Ginger in. I'm tired of orcs and trolls and stuff, and especially because nobody role plays anymore. So at least if I'm in something that's in the present, set in the present, I know people, even though they're kind of being themselves, I can still kind of get immersed in the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's now. And I like my car. My car is hot in APB. What I want is one of those SUVs, the one that looks like a Hummer. But until then, I'm good. And I do mow people down. Get out of the way. Move. Get out the way.
I was about to say, is she actually going to sing this song?
I can't sing all of it.
That's hilarious. All right, so gamepolitics.com again this morning because you know I love you guys.
Hey,
and y'all still never activated my account.
They're behind because I got activated late and they actually sent me a note. They know who we are.
Behind.
they know who we are, Ginger. It's okay. Okay. They're coming.
Train to Game launches student competition for Avenging Angel.
They just sent that to me.
All right, so Train to Game, a UK-based game industry training course company, has launched its latest competition in association with BAFTA-nominated writer and director Trix Worrell. The competition will see the winning game concept entry accompany the feature film Avenging Angel. The goal of this latest competition is to help students expand their portfolios and prove their merit by providing real-world examples of work that has been judged at the highest standards. Avenging Angel is described as an ambitious multi-platform feature film and graphic novel funded by the UK Film Council and produced by a growing UK studio, A Box of Tricks. Entrants will be required to design one of two games referenced in the fiction of the story, either a full web game created by one of the characters and featuring online avatar creation and UGC, or a smaller smartphone game based on Hangman, which also turns out to be the source of dark force in the community. All right. The winning entries will also take home tickets to a London movie premiere for each team member, as well as days on set during production to learn how the movie is developed and produced. iTunes vouchers also be up for grabs for the best projects so that students can extend their knowledge of other gaming offerings currently on the market. Train to Game concentrates on selecting only the most able talent. Hold on, let me start over. Train to Game concentrates on selecting only the most able talent for its courses, so we are as pleased as the students for every opportunity to demonstrate their abilities. This is coming from Tony Bickley, course director at Train to Game. Equipping students with skills and experiences to give them the edge in a competitive industry is a key priority and aim for our course. And while this sounds interesting, I'm not quite for sure how watching the video being made is going to increase their skills and experiences in building a video game. But, you know, what do I know?
Well, some of the same technologies used sometimes. But I'm not exactly seeing what's going on. Whatever. Okay, so speaking of Nintendo, as we did at the top of the show, it's bad that I know all the... them audio logos, because that's what they are. God, stop it. Get out of my head, Nintendo. But it's not all bad news for them today. As usual, they're going on the Warped Tour. Yes. Festival fans are going to get to experience a 3D entertainment without special glasses during the July 20th, which is today, at the Central Florida Fairgrounds, because they managed to dodge this whole tropical storm business. Or I'm sure it would have been canceled. They're saying Nintendo has something special for Orlando area residents who attend the Vans Warped Tour at Central Florida Fairgrounds today, along with a powerful lineup of music, including headliners Gym Class Heroes and Pepper. Attendees will be able to enjoy free hands-on demos of the new 3DS system, which offers a wealth of games and portable entertainment options that can be viewed in 3D without the need for special glasses. Throughout the day, designated Nintendo sampling areas will invite visitors to experience built-in software and wireless features, plus a variety of video games available exclusively on the Nintendo 3DS. Solo or with their friends, attendees can use a 3DS to create customized Mii characters and built-in Mii Maker application, snap 3D pictures, and play video games, including The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Oh, God, I wish you were there. Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition, Dead or Alive Dimensions, Super Monkey Ball 3D, Madden NFL Football. I didn't know they had that on the 3DS. Ridge Racer 3D, and Resident Evil, The Mercenaries 3D. They can also play with augmented reality features and AR games in wild ways using oversized AR cards to watch giant virtual characters appear on the festival grounds. That's the game I want. Or applying temporary AR card tattoos to make characters appear on their own bodies. That is so hot. Okay, attendees who bring their own Nintendo 3DS systems can use them to wirelessly exchange Mii characters and other tour goers using the built-in Street Pass feature. You can check this out, and I'll put this up for you, just in case you're over that way. And it just started the event started probably about an hour or so ago, and there is no ending time. So get outside, people. I know you're listening to us, and we love that you love us. Get outside. Go check it out. It is, again, at the Central Florida Fairgrounds, which is at 4603 West Colonial Drive, Orlando, Florida. If you need the zip code for your Google Maps, 32808. Go check it out. And I cannot wait till the Warp Tour comes here.
Yes, and send us pictures.
Send us lots of pictures. Maybe we'll post them.
Preferably, you know, with your clothes on. Thank you.
How about we miss the Warp Tour here already? Where was I? How come we didn't get this? Oh, I'm contacting my Nintendo contact and tell him he messed us over. Girl, we missed the Warp Tour by months.
Oh, that's no good.
That is horrific.
That is horrific. Why were we told?
They went to Dallas here and then San Antonio and told us nothing.
That's not cool, people.
Of course, that does give us an excuse to travel. Let me see where else they're going to be.
I like travel.
Go and visit Blaster, or even we could... Oh, wait a minute. That's on the 1st. I don't know if we can... Off. We could go and visit Snow on the 1st because it's going to be there in Atlanta.
She cut us if we showed up this soon. She has to unpack and everything. She'd be like, no.
Oh, come on, Snow. It'd be fun.
But we could all go over to Denver on the 5th and just...
Oh, Denver. I love Denver. I've not been to Denver in forever.
I went to Denver and it was worse than here. Surface of the freaking sun. What's wrong with people in Denver? I was at the airport and I got out. And it was like... You know that scene in the movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger was in? The Mars, where he was on Mars and they fall out of the thing? Yeah.
That's what that
was like when I got off the plane. Oh, my God, the heat. I thought it was bad in Texas. It's worse here. Lee Stars is not dry.
What was I thinking about? Coming and visiting you crazy people.
All right, Ginger. I think we've got time for one more before we have to go.
You do the accent and I totally lose my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
All right, so Hope for Jenna charity auction on eBay August 6th and 7th. August 6th and 7th, Rebel Gaming will host Hope for Jenna, a special two-day online auction on eBay to raise funds for Jenna Ard Spock's continuing treatment for acute, oh, I'm going to kill this, I'm sorry, acute myelogenous leukemia, and to promote general awareness of the disease. The auction will be held August 6th through the 7th on eBay, and Rebel Gaming will host a live gaming lobbies where its staff will give away prizes at random. The event brings together companies and individuals throughout the industry who have donated a wide range of items, including games, gaming collectibles, and original artwork. Stephanie Vivian, founder of Rebel Gaming and Jenna's sister, says, "We are overwhelmed by the response we've received. People have been amazingly generous with donations, time, and support, and we've collected some really cool things to auction off and give away. Some of the remarkable items include original artwork versus zombies contributed by PopCat Games, an advanced gaming eyewear donated by Gunner Optics, acute myelogenous leukemia, commonly referred to as AML, is a fast-growing cancer of the blood and bone marrow. Those who suffer from AML have bone marrow that makes many unformed cells called blasts. Blasts normally develop into white blood cells that fight infection. However, the blasts are abnormal in AML. They do not develop and cannot fight infections. The bone marrow may also make abnormal red blood cells and platelets. The number of abnormal cells or leukemia cells grows quickly. They crowd out the normal red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets the body needs. Jenna was diagnosed with the disease in 2009 and received a bone marrow transplant in 2010 that was not successful." All right, so for more information about Hope for Jenna, you can visit rebgaming.com/hope-for-Jenna or there's Facebook, Hope for Jen. For more information about AML, check out leukemia.org. Yay, and Corey's quiet.
Oh, because I'm muted. Yay, I'm crazy.
See, not just me who does it.
Yeah, well, we all do it. We hate to have you all here, all of us. And drinking, because, you know, we have to drink water during the show. I have to make sure I say drink water, because some of you will be like, those girls are drunk. We are not drunk.
No, not drunk.
Not during the day, anyway.
No.
All right, so.
And on Thursday night show, maybe.
Maybe. There might be a little drinking. Maybe.
Tiny bit, though.
Might be a whole lot of stuff going on during Thursday night show. You don't want to know. You guys do not want to know what's going on behind the scenes. All right, so, anyway, it's time for us to get out of here. Before I go, I do want to let you guys know, our UK peoples, you like that rugby game from Jonah Lumley. Got a trailer up for that for you on our trailer channel. And, yeah, all that good kind of stuff. I think I'm going to have to pick this rugby thing up. I'm starting to like the way it looks.
Very nice.
Yeah, but we will see you guys bright and early on the Monday. I was trying to think of what can I play for Ginger that she would like.
Oh, there's so many choices.
So we can send her out to the world a happy, happy girl. And I came up with this song. I don't know if she
one about I hate you.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho.
Saw you eating those dots in that maze. I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghost will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Squeak, squeak. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And we'll see you guys on Monday. Ginger.
Later, boys and girls.